Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 605, 5 out to 6 o'clock. And, of course, it is time to hit the hashtag, Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Hit the hashtag and follow Larry Mad. And, of course, follow me on the gram at I am No Limit Larry. Today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Power 98 Block Party going down this Saturday. We invading Holyoke Park in Shelby, 809 Holyoke Road. You already know we bring in PJ. We bring in L. Varner. It's absolutely free. Being presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina, noon until 2. So y'all join us this Saturday at Holyoke Park in Shelby. All right, today Larry is mad. A lot of y'all heard about the story on yesterday at the Justice Department for not wanting to press charges. We already knew it was coming, though. Still mad about it. And I saw Eric Garner's daughter speak out about it right in front of the Justice Department. And she was livid, and she deserved to be livid because they decided not to press charges, any charges against the officer. And it's like we kind of numb to it. Because we've seen it so much, but you would at least think, because what happened in his case, that what they did to this young man and the chokehold that they applied to him has been outlawed in New York for some time. So you would think they would have brought some type of charges. I don't know what type of charge, but something, because clearly the video is clear, it's clear cut, and we say this all the time. We've seen it all the time where the video is clear cut, and then they come back with nothing. Mm-hmm. We see an officer do something, and it's clear cut, and they come back with nothing. But in this particular case, they talked about how that the chokehold that was applied to Mr. Eric Garner was outlawed in New York. You just knew that maybe, we just hoped that maybe, they was going to come back with something. But the Justice Department decided not to prosecute him in any form or fashion and came back with absolutely nothing. I don't know when, I don't know where, and I don't know what we're going to have to do. But it's going to have to stop. And it's got to be a way that these situations are going to have to change. And like I said, I don't know when, I don't know where, and I don't know what we're going to have to do, but we're going to have to do something. And whatever that something is, we're going to have to be about that life, and we're going to have to take action. That's it. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. And, of course, coming up next inside the Madhouse, we got our other hashtag. Hashtag MH Great Debate. It's a damn shame.
Hey, I pray to Lord my soul to keep. Lock a lock me if I got the key.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And of course, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse, Big Bay.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by Erykah Badu and Goody Mob. They come into the Queen City, baby, at Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, October 4th.
Put me
you
in
can
now.
Go. Keep listening because we will be giving away tickets. Keep listening. And or you can go to power98fm.com for more information. All right. Using the hashtag MH Great Debate. Today we want to know, which movie do you think is going to be better? The 1994 classic cartoon Lion King or the 2019 CGI remake?
Live action! It's going to be an asshole. Live action.
Lion King.
It's CGI. Ain't nothing in the movie live.
Live action.
Or
man.
The
shut
2019
up.
All black. The remix. I call it the Lion King remix. That's what it is. Which one do you think is going to be better? I don't know. I haven't seen the new one, so I can't. I don't know. But I'm going with the classic, the original. Because it's so classic. If it wasn't that classic, they wouldn't be remaking.
Mm. Yes?
I'm going to go with the classic. Mm. I'm going to go with the original. Just because I'm interested to see how they're going to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see how they're going to make such a great classic movie better.
James Earl Jones, Donna Glover, Beyonce, Seth Rogen. That's how they're going to make it better. I'm going live action classic. This going to be what you call it, burping? Coke classic, baby. It's going to be the new age Coke classic. classic.
It's already a cult.
But it's going to be another cult classic for the new generation, for the new millennium.
Who?
You know what I meant.
Was the live action Aladdin better than the original Aladdin?
Was Beyonce in it?
No, but Will Smith was.
Well, okay.
Beyonce's been in a lot of movies that haven't been.
It was James Earl Jones in there.
James Earl Jones was.
Donna Glover gonna do his
James
thing.
Earl Jones was in the original.
He's the Mufasa. The only Mufasa.
Yeah, you can't,
exactly.
You can't,
so
I'm
like, what is going to make it better?
Live action. Watch. They gonna do better numbers.
Because I tell you what's not better. I tell you what's not better. That new damn song that they got on the soundtrack. It ain't better than any of the original songs.
I'm not a fan of the what is it? Can You Feel the Love Tonight? I'm not a fan of that.
I'm talking about Beyonce's completely new song, Spirit.
Oh, now I like that one.
It's not bad. I like that one. It's better than any of the original
songs. But I'm not a fan of the Can You Feel the Love Tonight new one as opposed to the old one.
All right. Well, that's my opinion. I think the live action going to do better than the original. All right, how do you vote?
You vote on our Instagram pages, @ Hey Miss Jessica, @ I Am No Limit Larry, and @ I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8788. Let's debate.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power.
Real quick, man. People is like, what happened to Chamillionaire? What happened to Chamillionaire is he became a billionaire. That's what happened to him. Chamillionaire invested in a studio called Maker Studios, which was bought by Disney for seven. This is why you ain't heard him rap no more. Disney bought his studios for $700 million. Then this cruise was acquired by General Motors, paid him $1 billion. He's also invested in Lyft and in Rink. Damn, Chamillionaire! I wouldn't rap no more neither. Wow.
Ever.
I never knew that. But okay. That's what happened to him. Chamillionaire became the billionaire. It's over for rap.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
When I'm on the grind, working all week.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grind, working and she grinding.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Working Women Wednesday, and we got a young lady in the building, Miss Tina Davis. How you doing, Miss Lady?
Tina Ratliff.
Ratliff. Did I say Davis?
Yes.
I'm good. Yes.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I said
Tina
that.
Davis not here, but Tina Ratliff here.
Hey, Tina Ratliff, how you doing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the other Tina.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
And you came to tell us about this all female teen summit that you're doing.
I did. So I have an organization called Fact Foundation. FACT is for Faith and Community Together, a vision that was given to me to reach out to teenagers from the ages of 13 to 18. So our mission is to equip and empower teens with knowledge and skills to become world changers.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, there is a lot going on in Mecklenburg County and Charlotte, period, not just in Charlotte, but around the world, where our young people are dying. They got guns in their hands, they got drugs in their hands, and we're trying to take those out of their hands and give them skills and knowledge to live their best life. We're losing a lot of them really early, so we're trying to keep them busy, introduce them to opportunities that they normally wouldn't have the chance to maybe come across.
Now, you are a hardworking woman, and it is Working Woman Wednesday, and you speak about you were given a vision.
Yeah.
So for the women that are out here that are listening, how did you know that this was your vision, and you know, what did that look like, that process when you were given the vision and knowing that you were supposed to act on it?
Yeah, so I was given the vision. I look at the news a lot. I have kids of my own. I deal with them a lot. I work with children every day. I have an in-home daycare, so children, I'm just surrounded by kids. I have a love for them. I have a passion for them. And when I got this vision, I was a little slowful about it. And I kind of let some people maybe deter me a little bit, slow me down from what I was going to do. And, you know, I just felt like, you know what? No, it's a need for it. It's important. And you got to do it. And it was a little scary, I will say, stepping out there, because it was something I've never done before. Mm-hmm. So I'm tapping into something new. And I was like, I don't know about this. And I'm going to put it off and I'm going to put it off. But the opportunity came back around. And I said, you know what? We just gonna do it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to move forward. And it started with my ideas, my visions. I wrote them down. I called a couple people and said, hey, I'm doing this. I need some help. Can you tap in? Can you help? Can you donate? And everybody was yes, 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 yes. So it blossomed from there and just came together lovely.
Now, for people listening, and if they want to know what's going on at the Teen Summit, the Female Teen Summit, tell them what all encompasses the Teen Summit.
Okay, so we have an awesome day lined up. We have an RN, a registered nurse, is coming to talk to the young ladies. This particular Teen Summit is just for young ladies. We did one already for young guys. This one is just for the young ladies, so it'll be specifically tailored to them. She's going to come and talk to them about our bodies and being healthy and living our best healthy life. Then we have the owner of Pass the Cake, Please, Miss Crystal Gorrell. She's going to come and teach them how to make a quick little entree, show them how to cook a little something. After that, we're going to break for lunch. Then we're going to have we have two HR representatives that are going to come. They are going to talk to these young ladies about getting jobs from beginning to end, as far as filling out resumes, what it should look like when you go to the interview, what you should say, what you should wear, what you shouldn't wear, all the way to your social media, how it affects you getting a job, and how to get the job and how to keep the job.
Important.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
That's
need
important.
That. Need a job. So all of this is absolutely free. We're not charging anybody anything. We want to come and pour into these children. Lunch will be provided for them. They just need to show up with a smile and ready to gain something.
When and where is it? And do you need to register or you just show up?
So there is a number that you can register. The Teen Summit is going to be this Saturday, July the 20th. It begins at 11 a.m. sharp. We'll close it out at 3 o'clock. It's going to be held at the Stonewater Clubhouse. The address is 109 Village Glenway in Mount Holly. You can follow us on Facebook at Fact Foundation on Facebook. We're also on Instagram at Fact Reach. That has all the information, all the flyer information, the times, the location. It's got everything on there. There is a number to call and register. We are asking that you call and register your team so that we can have a good head count, make sure that we have enough supplies for everyone. That number is 803-504-0973.
One more time for the people in the back.
Absolutely. One more time for the people in the back. Get your pen, get your paper, put it in your phone. 803-504-0973. Please call and register. All we need is your team's name, their age, and a phone number to contact them back.
All right. Thank you, Miss Tina Ratliff.
Thank you.
All Female Teen Summit this Saturday. We told y'all it's always something going on. So stop saying they ain't got nothing for them to do. It's always something going on. You just got to know about it. Charlotte's Plug is Pot Out of Yay.
No limit, Larry.
Introducing my
Pot Out of Yay WPG. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry, cut that music off.
Don't tell my head, don't thoughts.
Cut that music off, Larry. Turn my music on.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't find your music. I can't find
you. No, you're going to find my music.
Oh, there it goes.
See, that's the devil.
I got it.
Today's word is being brought to you by me. They call me Pastor Real Washock.
Because they keep it 100.
100.
Yes, sir.
And today's word is, we can all relate to this, Satan comes in many forms. One more time, let me say it for the people in the back. Satan comes in many forms. Like a side dude or a side chick. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for that vagina is not with me. Satan comes in many forms, like a donut or a Taco Bell when you're just leaving
the gym. Satan, I rebuke thee. These calories I have burned not to be smitten upon by the sauces mild and hot from Taco Bell. Satan comes in many forms, like that annoying ass coworker, Larry. I don't want to talk to you early in the morning. Sometimes I got to refresh. Sometimes I got to freshen up. I got to get to the point where I want to say what? Hello. Sometimes I don't want to say hello to you, Larry. Don't walk in here smiling loud and obnoxious like you normally do.
You mad at me because I'm mad at
you. You come in here and you sit down and in the words of John the Baptist, shut up. Quiet thee. I don't want to hear no more words. Satan comes in many forms, like bad decisions, life decisions. Sometimes you got a bill that's due. But you thinking to yourself, do I want to pay this bill? Or do I want the new Air Max 250 re-exits that just came out the other day? I don't know what to do, Larry, but Satan is telling you, look here, human, get the shoes. Your home is going to be there regardless. It won't. If you don't own it, it won't. They're going to take it, Larry. Repossession. Satan comes in many forms. Like people who think they're the boss, but they really ain't the boss, Larry. Satan is the Antichrist. He is the devil. He is Lucifer. He is Slewfoot. He is, I forgot the other name for him, but that's who he is.
He is also the pastor that's long-winded. Shut up, pastor!
The doors of the church is now open. Go to the thing.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Turn me up, son. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up! We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know what time it is inside the Madhouse. We're going to let y'all shine. Coming up, you know how we do it inside the Madhouse. 570-WPEG. Somebody's doing something good in your life. We want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. And you already know. Shout out to Young Daddy! DJ Khaled, SZA, Just Us. It's Power 98.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone.
It's gone.
She like I smell cologne.
Cologne.
Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on.
I'm on.
Yeah. I go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. Huh? I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. High today in the Queen City, 97, 76 on the way out the house right now. Sunshine peeking through. Watch out for an evening pop-up shower between 6:30 and 8 o'clock, all right? So if you're going to be out by that time, just be prepared. You might run into a little pop-up shower. Right about now, though, it's time for us to let you shine. We spread positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! All right, but I'm going to kick Shine off this morning. I just want to send a big, big shout out to Alicia, who works over there at Park and Rec, man. She's working hard, working very diligently here in the community, man, making sure that some things can happen and happen here for families in the community. And just want to say, girl, keep doing your thing and let us shine this morning. Go on and shine, Miss Alicia.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, good morning. Who you let shine?
Yes, I do. I want to let myself shine, and I want to let everybody that's working the graveyard shift shine, everybody in the healthcare field, and the whole space just stand up. It's Kiko on the beat.
All right.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Good morning. Who you want to let shine?
I want to let Miss Jessica shine because she's so sweet. She's always pouring positivity in the community. She worked with y'all crazy tail men all day long. And anytime I see her in person, she's always so nice. So I want to let you shine, Jessica.
Oh, well, thank you. Who is this?
is?
My name is Jasmine. I'm not from Charlotte originally. I just moved out here maybe about 2 years ago. And anytime you do something in the community, I always bring my baby. You always speak to us. You pour positivity in the community for women. And like I said, you work with them crazy men all day long. So I just want to let you
Thank you, Miss Jasmine. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
The check is in the mail, baby. The check is in the mail.
And why we got to be crazy, tell me? Why we got to be crazy?
Because y'all are.
Ain't. We not crazy. And they just don't know Jessica crazy than both of us put together.
Hello?
Nola Blair, the Morning Madhouse. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody shine. It's doing something positive. Statesville, Charlotte, Power 98. We love y'all.
Thank you. On the way, Miss Jessica's got that nosy neighbor news for you. Oh, I looked at, woo, you got some dope tickets again today.
I do.
We got a plug when it comes to these tickets. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss the nosy neighbor news because we putting you in the building. Where? You can find out at 724. It's Pod 98.
No limit, Larry.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, July 17th. Want to try something new for dinner? You know where you can go. Ilios Noches. Just in time for summer, a great gift card offer from Ilios Noches Restaurant and Lounge. You can get a $75 gift card for only $50 at IliosNoches.com, or you can visit them in person at the Ray Village or Quail Corners location. Once again, $75 for only $50 at Where Shark? IliosNoches.com. Log on to Power98FM.com for more details. Chance the Rapper fans, I've got some good news for you. The rapper just revealed the date for his debut album. The other ones were mixtapes, y'all. The big day is dropping on July 26th.
Yes!
So, Calm down. He also dropped the cover art, which is presumably Chance holding a clear CD encrusted with diamonds. He says that the music was inspired by his wedding day and all the dancing that he did. This is the first album that Chance will actually be selling. So go ahead and mark your calendar, July 26th. We are also getting new music from Quality Control Music. Control the Streets 2, Volume 2, will feature artists from their mega roster, including the Migos, City Girls, and Lil Yachty. That album is dropping on August 16th. Drake has some legal troubles on his hand. The rapper is being sued by a woman who claims that she has a serious brain injury after attending one of his concerts. A beer bottle was thrown at him while she was at a concert in New York in August of 2016. She is also suing the venue and others that were associated with the concert. The nominations for the Emmys were announced yesterday, and some of our favorites are up for the award. Beyoncé's Homecoming has 6 nominations. Congratulations to her. Pose is making history with 6 nominations, including Outstanding Drama Series. But it is Ava DuVernay's Siri, When They See Us, that is topping the nomination charts. The Netflix limited series scored 16 nominations, which tops the list for streaming services platform, and it includes the best limited series. The 71st Primetime Emmy Awards will air on September 22nd at 8 p.m. Happy birthday to Jeremiah. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
WPG, Charlotte plug for new hip hop and R&B. Jeremiah celebrating his birthday today. Looking for some birthday love. It is time for your 740 question of the morning. Being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicles, simple financing, all credit levels you can ride today at U.S. Auto Sales. This morning, what are we talking about, Miss Jessica?
We are talking about coworkers and their unbearable behavior and obsessions.
At work?
At work.
Let's talk about who.
Yeah, then
you're right. Talk tomorrow. My bad.
But then he looked at me and said, what?
I didn't think about it. I was like, what are you laughing at?
Co-workers happen to be at work. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Well, you can have co-workers, but they can take place outside the job. That's what I meant. You know what I mean?
All right. I saw this story yesterday, and I immediately thought of Larry. Not because Larry has, like, an unbearable action, but because of what it is. Not because of what it is. So a 66-year-old director of the Department of Human Services in Iowa was fired due to his obsession with Tupac.
Hmm.
This was a 66-year-old white man. His name is Jerry Foxhoven. He would send emails, had birthday parties, and would create playlists about Tupac. He had a weekly email that he would send out on Fridays called Tupac Fridays. He had playlists that were played all day in the office, nothing but Tupac.
I could work with him.
On his 65th birthday, this guy had Tupac-themed birthday cookies that had Thug Life written on them. Okay. All right. These emails were going out to over 4,000 people. All right. In his 2 years, he sent over 350 pages of Tupac emails. He was actually fired for this. So first of all, let me just ask y'all. Do y'all think the man should have been fired?
No.
No.
Just because you sent Tupac. I mean, as long as they wasn't cussing and stuff.
How many pages?
We're talking about Tupac.
But he probably got a clean version because they have a clean version.
We're talking about Tupac. Okay.
They got clean versions on Apple Music.
What was in the cookies?
Four songs.
Nothing. I guess nothing. Oh. But so here's my thing. If someone had spoken with him, yeah, then he definitely deserved to be. You know, you don't want to get personal issues on emails. So I can understand people being frustrated with this.
It's annoying.
That's just common knowledge. You don't send out personal stuff on emails.
Company emails.
Yeah, on company emails. But the real question is, Madhouse Nation, do you have a coworker that just has some bad behavior or something you just like, oh my God, when they do this, it gets on my nerves? What is that behavior from your coworker?
Ain't nobody gonna say that.
you asking us?
Don't we always answer the question?
We do answer this.
Who's going first?
First of all, Madhouse Nation, if you want to answer the question, 704-227-8780. That's our voicemail. Leave it on there. Go ahead, Bert. Just saying, if you got somebody.
I love you guys. I don't think you have annoying habits.
Okay, good, good.
Psych, Larry.
I know I should hit the button.
I'm being dead serious. Annoying habits? No, y'all don't do nothing like that.
Is there a habit you can do without?
Not that I think.
Nothing
that really bothers me.
You look like you got something on your face.
I can't. Larry loves to argue.
Larry does.
Larry loves to argue. He will turn anything into an argument. And you'll be like, "It's not. Why are we arguing over this? This is stupid."
Larry, you might need to see a therapist.
It's a family trait. Everybody in my family love to argue, so I grew up like that. So it's just. I don't know.
Well you're grown now. It's a family trait. Don't bring that crap in here no more.
You ain't been in your family since you was 18 years old, man. Get over it.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
They over there doing old school dances and everything. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. You know what it is, man, inside the madhouse. It is a wee family Wednesday inside the madhouse. We do it each and every Wednesday, man. We bring y'all family situations and family participation.
Hey. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't fake it myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't fake it myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right. If you from Charlotte, man, you know all about this. If you new to Charlotte, you from the new Charlotte, you might not never heard of it. But one of the oldest neighborhoods in Charlotte was Boulevard Homes. And currently still up and running is Little Rock. This weekend, they got the Boulevard Homes Little Rock reunion. Yeah. And Team True Blue brings this to you each and every year. They're in the building. Go on and introduce yourselves.
What's up? This your boy Dink from The Rock, baby.
This your boy Will I Am from Boulevard, baby.
And this is Tanya Puzzle from Little Rock.
Little Rock.
And we are Team True Blue.
So Team True Blue, Little Rock Boulevard Homes reunion. What year is this for the reunion?
This is the 6th annual year.
And how did it all get started?
Man, we put together a Stop the Violence softball game reunion. And we came together, Boulevard Homes and Little Rock. Neighborhoods has been, we had our trials and tribulations, but we came together, and man, it was a beautiful thing. And from that reunion, bruh, we was birthed, Team True Blue was birthed out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful thing, man, just coming out, being able to see four generations, man, of families, and the village of women that raised us.
Yeah!
Because, you know, it was mostly women that led the households then. So, man, it's a beautiful thing, man.
So what exactly, you keep saying Team True Blue, what exactly is Team True Blue?
True Blue stands for together, reunited, under brotherly love, until eternity. Because the only thing that separated Boulevard Homes and Little Rock was a fence. They tried to keep us apart. They put a wall up. We tear it all down. Now we back together and we ain't going nowhere. We here to stay.
All right, so the reunion week, it's actually a big weekend now.
Y'all yes, sir.
Y'all turned it into a big
yes,
weekend.
Sir.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you, finally.
So let's talk about the weekend. So everything kicks off when?
Friday.
Friday. What's going down Friday?
5400. The meet and greet. We there at 9 o'clock. I'm trying to tell you, it's going all the way down. It's going to be bananas. Shout out to 5400 for getting involved on that day, Friday.
So when you say
this is Larry's friend. Larry and Will is the same person, except Will is taller.
So you say when you say reunion on Friday, so what is going to take place in 5400?
I didn't say reunion on Friday. I said meet and greet.
I mean, yeah, meet and greet. So you say meet and greet on Friday. What do you mean? So like people come out and it's like a, is it like a dinner? What is it like?
We going to 5400. We're going to do a meet and greet. The meet and greet is if I tell you we having something, that means you need to be out there at 5400, and we're going to meet people that we ain't seen in a long time. You're going to see somebody that, you know, you ain't seen this time or that time, or just somebody you seen yesterday, and you decided to say, hey, we're going to 5400 to hang out to have a good time.
All right, so that's Friday, and then what happens on Saturday?
On Saturday is the softball game. It's the big family reunion. 2 o'clock, 2:30, we do a balloon release.
Mm-hmm.
The balloon release is for those that have lost loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a first pitch for the softball game. And the softball game is underway. And then you got fun, free food, fellowship. Hey, there it is.
And where is that going to take place at?
That's going to take place at Tuckasegee Park.
Mm-hmm.
Tuckasegee Park.
Tuckasegee Park, Saturday. What time does it jump off?
It starts at 2 o'clock.
Tuckasegee Park.
Balloon releases at 2:30 once again.
All right,
and somebody said something about a basketball game.
Basketball game will be Sunday.
Larry, you playing?
That's
yes.
The next day. He coach.
Yes.
That's the next day.
Oh, you the coach.
Basketball game will be Sunday. Little Rock versus Boulevard Homes basketball game. My brother, a lot of people don't know, my brother grew up in Boulevard Homes. My real brother grew up in Boulevard Homes. So I used to visit over there a lot. So he's going to represent Team Boulevard Homes. I'm going to represent Team Little Rock.
Hey.
And that'll be Sunday. At Eat Academy, 500 West 32nd Street from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to talk about Team True Blue and your involvement with that and your involvement in the Stop the Violence movement we got going on in Charlotte when we come back. Charlotte's Plug is Pied Out of Gate.
No limit, limit.
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. We brought some family members from the community in the building. Team True Blue is in the building. Dink, Will, and Tanya Pozo is what we call her. And, of course, you know they represent Team True Blue. Team True Blue is an organization here in the city that is about nonviolence and about stopping the violence. Will, you're one of the leaders of Team True Blue. Tell them what led you to start the whole True Blue movement.
Well, back in 2008, man, my son got killed. So And, you know, that's really what led it. And it was a thing that I wanted to put something back into the community, man, to figure out how we can stop this violence. And I wanted to really know the mindset of the guy who killed my son when he said that all he wanted to do was see somebody's mother cry. Is the reason why he killed my son. So, you know, to figure out what is the mindset of our youth that you could say that and you want to kill somebody.
Mm. So you started the organization. Now you have a True Blue organization. Y'all also do a lot of stuff in the schools with the Lunch Break program. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, man. We have an outreach program where we go out, feed the homeless, do whatever it is. If we get a call or something, there's a need in the community, we go out and do what we can when we can. Also, we go into the schools, reading programs, do individual mentoring, group mentoring, things of that nature.
And one of the things y'all have for Stop the Violence is this big weekend is coming up this weekend, which is the Boulevard Homes Look Rock Reunion. And a lot of folks who didn't grow up here in Charlotte, like myself, I grew up here in Charlotte, but the folks that didn't don't know that Boulevard Homes Look Rock was definitely one of the largest communities here in Charlotte. Boulevard Homes now is where Renaissance West STEM Academy is located.
Yes. STEM Academy.
STEM Academy is located now. What do they call it now?
We still Boulevard Homes. Change don't never die, baby.
We're just trying to put it in the mindset of people who live in the city now who might not know. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Boulevard Homes.
Mm-hmm. That Boulevard Homes always going to be Boulevard Homes. Take away the Billy Graham, baby. We still Boulevard Homes.
and Little Rock apartments are still up over there.
Yes. Tear them down.
Yeah. It won't go down.
They're still up over there. So you have this big weekend. Friday, you got the meet and greet. And then Saturday, which is the large event. Last year, about 600 people came out?
Yeah, 600 people came out.
Took over Tuckasegee Park. You have the softball game, which is going to jump off about 2:30.
Balloon releases at 2:30.
Balloon releases at 2:30. And then, so y'all had a free food because it's like a big family cookout.
Big family reunion, man. It's just a family affair.
Yeah, just put the people at ease, man. It's a big family reunion.
And then y'all had a big softball game, which I heard that Little Rock has defeated Boulevard Homes 5 straight times. So Little Rock is 5-0 versus Boulevard Homes.
Yes, sir. That's facts. Facts.
So I got somebody on the line said they're going to do something about that this year.
Come on, team. What we got to say, team?
Well, good. We're going to put that thing down on them.
We're putting that thing down on Little Rock this year, so they might as well get ready.
They ain't getting no dub this year. Got a little grip in the middle.
Yeah, we got
it all this year, baby.
We just took David Ortiz out the hospital, man. We got it.
You say y'all would have got David Ortiz at the hospital. They said y'all gonna need it because they told me y'all was 0-5 against them, big dog.
Yeah, we 0-5. We're gonna be 1-5 this year. I got a whole fresh team.
You done went recruiting this year?
Yeah, I done been out there recruiting. I got Big Poppy. I got Barry Bond. I got them all.
Hey, man, we
knock it over the fence. We ain't got to run. That's what we trying to do.
Hey, I look forward to seeing y'all Saturday, man.
All right, we're going to be out there, lad. You hold it down, man.
There it is, man. Big family event going down. Like I said, y'all always say it's nothing to do in the city. Free events all weekend long. Friday, the meet and greet. And then Saturday, the big softball game going down to Tuckasegee Park, 2:30 until. And then Sunday, the Boulevard Homes Little Rock basketball game, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. All free all weekend. And if they want to get in touch with Team True Blue, how do they do that?
You can get in touch with Team True Blue by going to our Facebook page. Also, you can get in touch with Team True Blue by emailing us at teamtrueblue@gmail.com. Also, you can get in touch with Tanya Pozo, get in touch with Dink, get in touch with myself, any member of Team True Blue. That's how you can get in touch with us. Boulevard Homes gonna win this year. I don't care what they say. It's going down. Make sure you there.
Thank y'all, man. Charlotte's plugged. We in the community. It's Power 98.
No limit.